Maya, I just spent 3 days digging through these university reports, and honestly, I'm seeing something that nobody's talking about. We keep hearing about AI in education like it's this big disruption coming down the pike, but it's already here, and students are completely rewriting the rules of how they learn.
Wait, what do you mean rewriting the rules? I left the classroom just 2 years ago, and we were barely getting students to cite Wikipedia properly.
That's exactly it, though. Remember how we used to worry about Wikipedia? This is like that times 1,000. I'm looking at data from universities across the country, and what struck me first was this report from France about how students are using generative AI. They're not just using it to cheat or write papers, they're fundamentally changing how they think about knowledge itself.
Can I jump in here? Because as someone who's literally living this right now in my CS program, it's wild how different my study habits are from even my friends who graduated last year. Like, I don't even approach a problem set the same way anymore.
Tell me more about that, because that's exactly what I'm seeing in the data.
So, like, before, when I'd get stuck on a coding problem, I'd spend hours debugging, going through documentation, maybe asking on Stack Overflow. Now, I throw it at Claude or GPT-4, not to get the answer, but to understand where my thinking went wrong. It's like having a teaching assistant who never gets tired and can explain things 15 different ways.
But that's exactly what worries me. How do you know you're actually learning and not just becoming dependent on the AI?
Maya, that's the fascinating part. The research I'm looking at suggests students are actually engaging more deeply with material, not less. There's this comprehensive report on AI and the future of teaching and learning that found students using AI tools are asking more sophisticated questions and making connections across disciplines that we rarely saw before.
I need to weigh in here because I'm dealing with this at the administrative level every single day. We have faculty in complete panic mode about academic integrity, but also faculty who are seeing unprecedented engagement in their classes. The polarization is extreme.
Dr. Sarah, that's one of the most striking patterns in the data. The institutions that are trying to ban or heavily restrict AI use are seeing massive underground adoption anyway, but the ones embracing it with clear guidelines are seeing something remarkable happening.
Oh my God, yes. I have one professor who banned AI completely, and another who requires us to document our AI interactions as part of our assignments. Guess which class I'm actually learning more in.
I want to believe that, but I keep thinking about fundamental skills. When I taught high school physics, there was value in struggling through a problem, in that frustration that comes before understanding.
You're absolutely right, and that's what makes this shift so complex. The data shows that students aren't avoiding struggle. They're struggling with different things. Instead of spending hours on syntax errors or formatting, they're grappling with bigger conceptual questions.
We're seeing this at the institutional level too. Our computer science department just completely restructured their intro courses. They assume students will use AI for basic coding tasks and now focus on system design, ethical considerations, and understanding why code works the way it does.
That's exactly what we need. My roommate is in a traditional program at another school, and she's still memorizing sorting algorithms. Meanwhile, I'm learning how to architect entire systems and understand the trade-offs between different approaches.
This brings up something crucial from the research. There's this study on student engagement and academic performance that found the biggest predictor of success isn't whether students use AI, but how they use it. Students who use it as a crutch do worse, but students who use it as a thinking partner show remarkable improvement.
Okay, but how do we teach that distinction? When I was in the classroom, I could barely get students to show their work in math. Now you're telling me they need to learn prompt engineering alongside algebra?
That's the million-dollar question. We're essentially asking faculty to teach subjects they weren't trained in while the technology evolves faster than our curriculum committees can meet.
The data suggests successful programs are taking a really different approach, though. Instead of trying to control or restrict, they're making AI literacy part of the core curriculum. There's this fascinating case study from a community college in California where they integrated AI tools into their developmental writing courses.
Wait, developmental writing, like remedial classes?
Exactly. And here's what's mind-blowing. These students who traditionally struggled with writing are now producing work at levels that surprised everyone. Not because the AI is writing for them, but because it's helping them understand structure, grammar, and argumentation in real time.
I have to admit, that's compelling. Some of my struggling students could have really benefited from that kind of immediate feedback.
We're piloting something similar, but the resistance from faculty is intense. Many see it as undermining the very foundation of what education means.
That resistance shows up everywhere in the data, but there's this interesting generational split. Younger faculty and those from technical disciplines are more likely to embrace these tools, while humanities and social sciences faculty are much more skeptical.
Which is ironic because some of my best AI-enhanced learning experiences have been in philosophy and literature classes. Having AI help me understand different interpretations of Kant or analyze symbolism in Morrison has been incredible.
How does that even work? Are you just asking it to explain the themes?
No, it's way more sophisticated than that. Like, I'll read a passage and have an interpretation, then I'll explore it with AI. Not to get the right answer, but to see angles I missed. It's like having a study group that's read literally everything.
This touches on something profound in the French research about epistemology, how students understand knowledge itself. They're moving from seeing knowledge as something you acquire and store to something you actively construct through interaction.
Which terrifies many educators because it challenges our entire assessment model. How do you test someone when they'll always have access to AI in their professional life?
The forward-thinking institutions are already adapting. They're moving away from memorization-based testing toward project-based assessments, oral defenses, and collaborative work that mirrors real-world conditions.
But doesn't that disadvantage students who don't have access to the latest AI tools? We're potentially creating a new digital divide.
You've hit on one of the most concerning patterns in the data. Students at well-resourced universities have access to enterprise versions of AI tools, training workshops, and faculty who understand how to integrate them. Meanwhile, community colleges and under-resourced institutions are struggling to keep up.
That's so true. My friend at community college is basically limited to the free version of ChatGPT, while I have access to specialized academic tools through our university subscription.
This is keeping me up at night. We're looking at proposals for universal AI access for all students, but the cost is astronomical. And it's not just the tools, it's the training, the support, the infrastructure.
The research suggests this could be the new frontier of educational equity. Just like computer access became essential in the 90s, AI literacy and access might define educational opportunity in the next decade.
So what are we supposed to do right now? If I were still in the classroom, I wouldn't know where to start.
The most successful approaches I'm seeing start small. Teachers picking one assignment or one unit where they thoughtfully integrate AI tools, then building from there. It's not about revolutionizing everything overnight.
My favorite professor did exactly that. She started by having us use AI to generate counter-arguments to our thesis statements. It made our papers so much stronger because we had to defend against objections we wouldn't have thought of ourselves.
We need more examples like that. Faculty are hungry for concrete strategies, not just philosophical discussions about the future of education.
The data shows that peer learning is crucial here. Departments where one or two faculty start experimenting tend to see gradual adoption as colleagues see the benefits. But top-down mandates almost always fail.
I can see that. Teachers are naturally skeptical of anything that feels imposed, especially when it seems to threaten their expertise.
But here's what's weird. The professors who are best with AI integration are often the ones who are most confident in their subject expertise. They're not threatened because they know their value isn't in being an information delivery system.
That's such a crucial insight. The research consistently shows that AI doesn't replace good teaching, it amplifies it. The best professors are becoming even better with these tools.
Which raises questions about faculty development. How do we support professors who want to adapt but don't know where to start?
The institutions seeing success are creating communities of practice, offering stipends for course redesign, and most importantly, giving faculty time to experiment without pressure.
Time is always the constraint, isn't it? When I was teaching, I barely had time to grade papers, let alone learn entirely new technologies.
But that's where AI could actually help. My TA friend uses AI to help with initial grading passes, which gives her more time for actual student interaction.
The assessment piece is particularly fascinating. There's research showing that AI-assisted grading can be more consistent and provide richer feedback than traditional methods, but only when thoughtfully implemented.
We're piloting that now, but the faculty pushback is intense. There's fear about losing the human element of education.
I understand that fear. The relationship between teacher and student is sacred. How do we preserve that while embracing these tools?
The data suggests we might be asking the wrong question. Instead of preservation, successful programs focus on evolution. The human element doesn't disappear. It shifts focus from information transfer to mentorship, critical thinking, and emotional support.
And my AI-embracing professors actually spend more one-on-one time with students now because they're not lecturing as much. Class time is for discussion, problem-solving, and actually engaging with ideas.
That requires a fundamental shift in how we think about teaching loads and faculty responsibilities, though.
Absolutely. The research is clear that successful AI integration requires institutional support, not just individual faculty innovation. It's a systems-level change.
Which brings us back to the equity issue. Wealthy institutions can afford this transformation, while others are left behind.
The data shows some interesting bright spots, though. Community colleges that have embraced open-source AI tools and collaborative approaches are sometimes outpacing elite institutions stuck in traditional models.
That makes sense. My cousin at community college says their professors are way more practical about preparing students for actual jobs where AI use is expected.
There's definitely a tension between preparing students for immediate employment and providing a broader liberal arts education.
But the research suggests this might be a false dichotomy. Students who learn to use AI thoughtfully develop both practical skills and deeper critical thinking abilities.
I want to believe that's true. Can you give me a concrete example?
I can. In my software engineering class, we use AI to generate code, but then we have to explain every line, optimize it, and discuss ethical implications. I understand programming concepts way better than when I was just writing everything from scratch.
That example perfectly illustrates what the data shows. AI doesn't reduce learning to shortcuts. When properly integrated, it creates space for deeper engagement with core concepts.
The challenge is scaling that kind of thoughtful integration across an entire institution.
And ensuring all students have equal opportunity to develop these skills.
The path forward seems clear in the data. Institutions need to move quickly but thoughtfully, prioritizing equity and faculty support while embracing the transformative potential of these tools.
From a student perspective, I just want professors to acknowledge that we're already using these tools. Work with us to use them better rather than pretending they don't exist.
That's the shift we're trying to make, but institutional change is slow.
The research suggests we might not have the luxury of slow change. Students are adopting these tools with or without institutional support. The question is whether education will lead or follow.
As someone who loved teaching but left partly because I felt behind the technological curve, I hope current educators get the support they need to navigate this transition.
That's perhaps the most important finding. This isn't about replacing teachers or traditional education. It's about evolution, adaptation, and ensuring that the human elements we value most in education are enhanced, not diminished, by these new tools.
Exactly. My best learning experiences combine AI capabilities with human wisdom and guidance. That's the future I want to see.
Then our job is to make that future accessible to all students, not just the privileged few.
The data gives me hope. Despite all the challenges, I'm seeing innovation, creativity, and a genuine commitment to student success across all types of institutions. The question isn't whether change will come, it's whether we'll shape it intentionally or let it happen to us.